Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shobhasachi Bhattacharya. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began today with newly elected MPs taking oath as the members of the House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, was the first to take oath as the member of the House. Pro Tem Speaker Bhartuhari Mahtab administered oath to Mr. Modi. This was followed by the oath of the panel of chairperson appointed to assist Mr. Mahtab in running the proceedings of the Lok Sabha till the election of the Speaker. BJP MPs Radhamohan Singh and Faggan Singh Kulaste took oath as the members of the chairperson panel. However, Congress MP K. Suresh, DMK MP T.R. Balu and Sudip Bandopadhyay of TMC skipped oath-taking proceedings as the members of the panel. Briefing media outside Parliament, the Prime Minister said the session of the 18th Lok Sabha is beginning with the resolve of building Viksit Bharat. He asserted that his government will make constant efforts to serve the country and fulfill the aspirations of the people by taking everyone together. Mr. Modi said a majority is required to run the government, but to run the country with a consensus is of utmost importance. He added that his government wants to go ahead and speed up decisions by taking everyone together and by maintaining the sanctity of the constitution. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue along the Indian west coast during next 5 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said that heavy to very heavy rainfall will occur over parts of Gujarat, Goa, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Kerala, Lakshadweep and Tamil Nadu during the next 5 days. The Congress today criticized the government over the NEET examination, recent rail accident in West Bengal, as well as on the issue of inflation. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge accused the government of being silent over these issues. Talking to media outside the parliament, party MP Rahul Gandhi alleged that the government is undermining the constitution. That's why the opposition MPs carried the copies of constitution in their hand on the first day of the parliament session. In Gujarat, CBI teams have arrived in Godhra to investigate the alleged irregularities in the NEET examination at an exam center in the city. Our correspondent reports that the 3 days after the exam was conducted on May 5, an FIR was registered over the irregularities in the exam at an exam center in Godhra. So far, the police have arrested 5 accused for their alleged role in helping at least 30 students solve their question papers in Godhra. The Supreme Court today adjourned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's petition against the High Court order staying the trial court's order of granting him bail in the liquor policy case. The Apex Court posted the case for hearing on Wednesday. A bench of justices, Manoj Mishra and S.B.N. Bhatti, adjourned the hearing, saying by the time the High Court is expected to pronounce its final order on the stay application filed by the Enforcement Directorate. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that the intense phase of fighting in Rafah in southern Gaza is nearly over, but the war would continue until Hamas is completely driven from the power. He also said he would not agree to any deal that included a permanent ceasefire, one of Hamas's key demands, installed forced to broker a truce, adding that the goal is to return the kidnapped and uproot the Hamas regime in Gaza. In Tamil Nadu, fishermen of Rameshwaram are on a day-long strike today demanding the release of the 22 fishermen who were caught by the Sri Lankan Navy for trespassing into the international waters yesterday. In the men's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa have entered the semi-finals, beating a formidable West Indies by 3 wickets in a thrilling rain-affected Super 8 game in Antigua. This morning, put to bat first, West Indies were restricted to a manageable 135 for 8. South Africa achieved the revised target of 123 with 5 balls to spare. Later today, India will take on Australia in a Super 8 encounter in St. Lucia. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian time. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.